Cape Breton Regional Municipality pilot project is seeing the installation of bike lanes on Victoria Road in Whitney Pier. Both sides of Victoria Road between Connaught and Furnace Streets will have a bike lane until the pilot ends in November. Councillor Kim Shepherd-Campbell says if the project goes well, the route could be extended in the future to give cyclists a longer ride. Not to mention, the project would be probably welcomed by the cruise ship passengers.
You know, Rome's not built in a day, and neither are bike lanes, I guess. You can't just put everything throughout CBRM at once. Hopefully this is a pilot project and it will be able to extend. I noticed somebody commented that they'd like to see it go to Polar Bear Beach. That would be great. And another thing is we have people from the cruise ships that when they get off the cruise ships, a lot of them want to hop on a bike and get some exercise that they're not getting while on the cruise ship. And I live in Whitney Pier. I've seen them come by my home, actually, on a bike. They go through the Heritage Trail and come through my area on St. Ann Street. But if there are bike lanes, it's definitely a more safer route for everybody.
Shepherd Campbell says the timing works out for those who enjoy cooler weather when exercising outside.
Definitely people probably, the end of the summer comes, they're closing up their pools, they're not getting as much exercise like going to beaches and out in parks. So a lot of people do, want to get out biking again. A lot of people are biking, going to work. And it might be encouraging to get some children to bike to school as well.
She says City Hall is confident the lanes will be safe for both drivers and cyclists.
I mean, it's not a new thing. We've done it with motorcycles. Like when motorcycles first came on the road, motorcycles don't drive the same as vehicles do. So we had to learn to coexist, and that's what we're going to have to do with bikes as well.
People are asked to avoid curbside parking in the area while crews are installing the bike lanes, and that includes road painting and flexible posts. Those posts will separate the cyclists from the drivers. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.